Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the importance of prioritizing spiritual devotion over physical exercise, emphasizing the significance of spiritual well-being through practices such as studying, praying, meditating, worshiping, and serving others, highlighting the lasting rewards and efforts required for spiritual growth. The Bible verses for today are found in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 to 10. Avoid profane and silly myths. Train yourself for devotion, for while physical training is of limited value, devotion is valuable in every respect since it holds a promise of life both for the present and for the future. This saying is trustworthy and deserves full acceptance. For this we toil and struggle, because we have set our hope on the living God, who is the Savior of all, especially of those who believe. That's 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 to 10.
Paul's message is simple but powerful. He advises us to avoid getting caught up in profane and silly myths, and instead focus on training ourselves for devotion. While physical training may have some value, devotion to God holds a promise of life, both now and in the future. Paul wants us to understand that spiritual devotion is far more important and beneficial in every aspect of our lives. To drive his point home, Paul uses the analogy of physical training. Just as physical training provides limited value and benefits, the true value lies in our devotion to God. When we prioritize our spiritual lives, we cultivate a deep and meaningful relationship with God that impacts every area of our lives. It's not about dismissing physical exercise or disregarding our physical well-being, but Paul wants us to understand that spiritual exercise is of far greater significance. Paul may not have been drawing insights specifically from Dr. Luke, but it's worth noting that Luke was a physician and a companion of Paul's in ministry. Luke, with his medical knowledge, could have certainly contributed to Paul's understanding of the human body. However, in this context, Paul focuses primarily on the spiritual aspect of our lives rather than the physical. So what exactly are these spiritual exercises that Paul mentions? They encompass practices such as studying God's word, prayer, meditation, worship, and service to others. Engaging in these exercises helps us grow in faith, deepen our relationship with God, and become better followers of Christ. Just like physical exercise strengthens our bodies, spiritual exercise strengthens our souls and shapes us into the people God wants us to be. Paul's words to toil and struggle remind us that spiritual growth requires effort and perseverance. It's not always easy, but the rewards are worth it. Our hope lies in the living God, the Savior of all, especially those who believe. By prioritizing our spiritual well-being over our physical well-being, we are investing in something with eternal significance. While physical exercise has temporary and limited benefits, spiritual exercise has a profound impact on our present and future lives. It shapes our character, deepens our faith, and brings us closer to God. Therefore, let us take Paul's words to heart and prioritize exercising ourselves spiritually. Let us commit to diligently studying God's word, prayerfully meditating, actively participating in worship and service, and practically living out our faith. As we embrace these spiritual exercises, let us recognize and appreciate the value of spiritual devotion. It is through our dedication to God that our souls and minds are rejuvenated. Let us be grateful for God's word, which breathes life into our weary souls and minds. Let us be mindful of his promise to meet us in our study and prayer, and let us eagerly embrace the spiritual exercises that draw us closer to him. In conclusion, Paul's message encourages us to prioritize our spiritual devotion over our physical well-being. While physical exercise has its benefits, it is temporary and limited. In contrast, spiritual exercise holds eternal significance and impacts our present and future lives. By engaging in spiritual exercises and cultivating our relationship with God, we experience true and lasting value. So, let us commit to training ourselves for devotion, growing in our faith, and becoming the people God wants us to be.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts open to receive your guidance and wisdom. Thank you for the words of the Apostle Paul, reminding us of the importance of spiritual devotion in our lives. Help us, Lord, to prioritize our spiritual well-being over our physical pursuits. Teach us to focus on training ourselves for devotion, engaging in practices that draw us closer to you. Grant us the discipline and perseverance to engage in spiritual exercises such as studying your word, prayer, meditation, worship, and service to others. May these practices strengthen our faith, deepen our relationship with you, and shape us into the people you want us to be. As we toil and struggle in our spiritual journey, may we find hope and encouragement in your promise of eternal life. Help us to remember that while physical exercise has temporary benefits, spiritual exercise has eternal significance. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of your word and the opportunity to grow closer to you each day. May our devotion to you be evident in every aspect of our lives, bringing glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. May the blessings of peace, joy, and love be with you as you go about your day. May you find strength and courage in the presence of the Lord, and may His grace surround you always. Go forth with a heart full of gratitude and a spirit of kindness, sharing the light of God's love wherever you may go. Until we meet again, may God's blessings continue to guide and protect you.